You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
All right, good to be here. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Bobby Chulo. Don't forget, you can check us out live on WrestleBossLive.com. And, of course, they put everything up on all podcast networks the next day on Wednesday. Greg DeMarco and Kevin Kleinlock working really hard. But always with me on the air, my co-host, Nicolette Marie. Nicolette Marie, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, Bobby. Thank you so much for asking me. A lot to talk about today.
I got to tell you, I didn't think we were going to make it today, to be honest. I mean, we've been going back and forth, and it's been so busy. And then with the COVID, everybody's hours are changing and all that. But luckily, we're here today because I wanted to get – you know, I don't want to murder his last name because, first of all, Chris Crote is what I call him. You know, in Spanish, I go Chris Crote when I
right.
talk about him to you. And he's coming on. But I wanted to get him on because we'll wait till we get him on here. But there's a lot I want to talk to him about because people saying, oh, you're on his nuts and you're a mark and all this stuff. And they say the same thing about Mecha Wolf with me or whatever. So we'll talk about that. He's going to come on about 7:15, talk a little bit about that, talk about him working out in Mexico with Mecha Wolf and up north and training with those guys up there and working with Funny Bone, stuff like that. So he's going to be coming up at about the 7:15 mark. But before we get into that, so much going on in the wrestling. I don't know if this second wave of COVID is going to – well, first of all, they were lucky to get the show in Laguna Hills this last Sunday. I think that's going to be the last one that they snuck in before they shut everything down. Well, real quick, Nicolette Marie, you want to talk about what happened to you? Because you had big amped up show coming and that got canceled, you know?
Yeah, actually, you know what? We were all scheduled to work for Amped Up. And they had to cancel it. And, you know, I talked to Sean today, too, and I said, you know, Sean, it's good that you went ahead and did cancel it. I did read later on, Sean did post on Facebook, so I guess it's okay to talk about it. He says that somebody called and recorded him. And that is, we talked about that before, too. That is known in the business that people do that. It is a punk move to get people shut down. We've seen it happen before. And they reported Sean saying that Sean's going to be having a show with more than, you know, 10 people. And they also tried to throw in that Sean was going to be selling alcohol. Any of Sean's shows that I've been to, I've never seen Sean sell alcohol. So that was a lie, but it definitely did get him shut down. But Sean did say, I did see that on Facebook right before we went on the show, that he said that he's working on something for December. I did hear of another show running in December. I won't mention any names or anything, but keep in contact with Fabi and I in case we are working in December and you guys can go see us there. Because like we said, the Beverly Hills show just went on this last Sunday. So maybe there's going to be another show in December. If
well,
you can pass the guidelines.
Well, who knows? Who knows? Everybody's fighting it, cause especially in Orange County. And it was packed. It looked
it
pretty
was.
Packed at the last show because they brought
but, you
so
know,
many
for
people. So
our independent wrestling friends, too, it's super scary because you see our friends that it's like their life and they're coming to that, like, push comes to shove moment where they're like, oh,
right.
I'm depressed. I can't get through this. It's getting to me. And it's kind of like, be careful, you guys, like who you guys hang around with. And, you know, always call myself or Fabi. Yeah, it's been tough for all of us, but just you got to be stronger to get through it, and it'll come back. You know, it's not like independent wrestling is going away, or there's got to be an alternative. You know, hey, you're working here. Maybe you're doing, you know, commentary. Maybe you're doing anything. You know, this stuff will still go on, so just nobody panic.
But it sucks because I have two shows. I have two shows that are locked and loaded and ready to go. One is UWC over in Torrance at Pulse Photos, and then the other one, Big House Promotions. He has a church that's perfect. I mean,
right.
It's got a 60-car lot that people can park in besides where we're going to do the wrestling at. So there's like two that are just ready to go, and we're not able to pull the trigger because we don't know what's going to happen. What we don't want to happen is that we book that show and then have to tell everybody we canceled or whatever because that sucks. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But before we keep continuing, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that shirt. You got that shirt in the mail of not Penta, of Rey Fénix that I really liked, and you were telling me about it, and I don't remember exactly where you got it from. Whatever. Can you talk about that real quick?
I did. So you know what? It's actually cool that you asked me about that. So that shirt was from Nerds Clothing. Nerds Clothing line is a partner with Mass Republic, which is who we're partners with right now, currently on WrestleBot.
Right.
And Nerds Clothing, I worked with them about 3 years ago. They did a line. I remember it was with Penta, and I got one of their sweatshirts. Unfortunately, over the years, I lost it. I know it sucks. I know exactly where it's at, but I lost it. But anyways, though, now I got – yeah, you know where it's at, too. I got their I was like, oh, my gosh, they did a 90s retro merch, and I love that. Like, I love the oversized shirts and the gym shorts or whatever. And so I purchased their Phoenix one. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so awesome. So, yeah, I wore it. They posted me on their page and stuff, too. And they're really cool. So not only did they merge with people like Benta and Phoenix, they also merged with, and I know, Fabi, you'll know these people, Kenta Ayabushi, John Moxley,
yes.
Naito Sho, I think, which is from Sho and Go. And so they have just a super cool thing. Check them out on Instagram. That's at nerds_clothing. They're also on Facebook, Nerds Clothing, and just really cool. They always have deals going on, too, and they might have some Black Friday deals, so you guys should go check them out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. I thought that shirt was pretty cool. But,
thank you.
You know, but before we get into getting John getting Chris on the show, real quick, I want to run this by you before we get him on. I don't understand, and maybe you can explain this to me. AEW, they have their lineup that they do on Wednesdays, which I got to be honest, to me, it started off strong, and now I don't know what the hell they're doing. But then I see their AEW Dark or whatever it's called on Tuesdays, and I'm like, dude, those are the matchups that I want to see. I don't know why they don't put them on Wednesday. I know Ultimo Panda is coming. I think it's just tonight. You know, I don't know if they tape tonight, but it comes out tonight or whatever, and I see some of the matchups, and I'm like, dude, and they're doing the same thing with WWE. The Saturday night main event show that they have, they had Lince Dorado against Garza, and from what I heard, it blew the roof off the place, which we, you know, with that lineup that you're going to have, and then on that same show, they had Tozawa against Humberto Carrillo, and I'm like, where is that? Why do we have to see Randy Orton and Lana get beat up time after time? I mean, they put Lana through the table 3 times and they beat her up like 20. I don't know why, with a 3-hour show on Raw, that they can't squeeze some of that in there. Is it me or my, and please, if you can expand on the AEW,
okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, and that's so funny that you said that. I was going to talk about WWE, and I'm going to go into AEW as well. Okay, so speaking of WWE, and you're saying how many times can we see Lana get put through a table, did you see her preview for, I have not had a chance to watch it, but the preview for Chronicles of Lana?
Oh, where she was talking about how hard her life was?
Oh, this girl's crying. And here's my thing, too. I don't know, because I wanted to ask a question. I wrote it down in my notes. It's like, if you cry enough on social media, do you get a push? Like, and then people were like, as soon as I wrote that, too, people were like, yeah, did you see that she went over in the match? And it's like, I don't know, I guess, did she win something this weekend?
Yeah, she won the Battle Royal or whatever and ended up doing something. But how does she start crying on her social media and gets a push, and then Zelina Vega or whatever does
exactly
her thing? She gets, I read on the internet, I mean, you can't believe everything, but I read that she asked before. She said, okay, no problem. If you're going to release me, that's cool. But I really would like to talk to Vince McMahon, you know, before I, you know, leave or whatever. And they said, absolutely not. He doesn't want to talk to you. Goodbye. So I don't know what was – first of all, what was so bad and what the difference is. But, you know, to me, you should get your shots and you should get your push by what you do in the ring and show, you know, how well you're doing. And especially now is a good test since there's no crowd. If you can get over with no crowd, then that shows how well you're doing. Now,
I can also see Zelina Vega getting lost in the mix as far as being friends with the girls like Eva Marie. Do you remember none of the girls wanted to talk to her? They hated Eva Marie because she plugged. She had a side hustle with Shreds, and they only had WWE Network. So you wonder if somebody like Lana, because in the preview that I saw, she's talking to TJ and Natty, and I'm getting pink and black gear. And you know how they say it's not what you know, it's who you know? So it's like, I guess because she hung around these people, okay, you're with the Neidhart dynasty, you kind of get a little bit more of a like, okay, we're going to keep you safe. You know, you have something with us. But maybe Selena didn't have that outlet to go to. Okay, now speaking of AEW, when you're saying how the AEW matches are, did you see the two boys that recently debuted at Top Flight, the two brothers?
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't really particularly care for all the flips and the flip, but the way they put it together with the Young Bucks really, it reminded me of when they wrestled Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi out here in New Japan.
Now, okay, so I don't know if you got to see when they announced that the next week they were going to be on. So the Young Bucks come out, they do their promo, and they go, we have two guys that have been messaging us on Instagram since COVID started. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's high risk, right? Oh, my God, they're going to announce it right now. Like, Steve and Simon are coming down there. Yeah. And then I got them mixed up. They go, two guys from Top Flight. They end the promo, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I know those people.
Did they change their name?
No. I'm thinking no, because you know who I thought it was? It's Independence out here, Mondo Rocks, and they have this really pretty girl that manages them. And I'm like, oh, it's them. And then I'm like, no, it's not them. I don't know who these people are. So I don't know where the two brothers came from, but they're a very good match. And how cool to have your debut match against the Young Bucks. I know that's a lot of people's dream, you know?
They must have seen something in them or whatever to go straight to the Wednesday show or whatever, Dynamite. That's pretty cool. But, you know, like we talked about before, High Risk has their foot in the door. I think just because of the COVID, you know, they have to keep it, you know, kind of to a minute. So they don't want to spend the money to fly them out and see how they do well on there or whatever. You know what I mean? A COVID test them. But they have been working on the YouTube, you know, AEW Dark and the whatever. They have their little YouTube channel or whatever. So I think it's just a matter of time for this COVID crap to get over, and then they're going to start opening up. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there, so hopefully they'll get to do that soon. So real quick before we get into talking to Chris, before we go to the big break, did you at any chance get to see the match between Jacob Fatu and Davey Boy Jr.?
No, where did they wrestle at? Was this at the Crash?
Well, MLW is doing a comeback, for lack of a better term, because of the COVID and all that. And I guess they started doing some TV tapings or whatever. And see, if that was on pay-per-view, that's something I would pay for. Just even with that match alone, just to see Fatu against Davey Boy Smith. Because you remember when we went to the Lucha Expo in San Diego. I mean, that dude, it was like, I hate to say this, but like a man among boys. He was just picking, like he picked up Black Darius like it was nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but to go against Jacob Fatu, that's a matchup right there. And I only got to see a little tiny bit of it, but the reviews and everything were just like, dude, it was like hard hitting. You know, Fatu hit him with the springboard moonsault and all that. So if you get a chance, check out MLW, check out that match. That's really worth taking the time to go check out. We're going to have to later on, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest, but we need to get Joseph on here and talk all about that whole Contra and MLW and what he's got going on and all that, because, you know, with the big break that he's had, he was kind of staying low or whatever. But now, you know, I think, well, I was going to say pretty soon he could come back, you know, since MLW, but who knows what's going to happen with the second wave. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
You know, Favi, how you're talking about Fatu, but we saw them at San Diego, but we also saw them at PCW. And I remember he walked out with the table over his head and then he started throwing it, but I don't think he realized like where his arms were going or something like that. And I started panicking. I'm like, do I put my phone away? Because my phone's going to get broken, or like, don't knock my chips out of my hand. And then that happened one time too, when we went to WWE, remember we sat really close to the rail and one of the Uso brothers came out and I put my hand out and I was like, oh, you almost broke my hand. They're like, they just don't realize their strength, you know?
Yeah. And then Daniel Bryan,
matches.
Yeah, they wrestled Kane and they threw those steel chairs and they got pretty close, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was crazy. But anyways, we got to go ahead and take the big break right now. Denise Salcedo is going to keep us all abreast of the action that's going on with Lucha Central. We'll get that break going. And then we come back, we'll talk to, I don't want to murder his name because I don't want him to murder me, but Chris Crote when we come back. So hang on, we'll be right back after this, everybody.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch all of the great network content this week. Get the full lineup and listen to all of our shows in the podcast network section of luchacentral.com. On Tuesdays, Mass, Mats, and Mayhem takes you inside the world of Lucha Underground as they take you weekly through the series with the benefit of hindsight and the benefit of special guests from the groundbreaking series. Check out the premiere video stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Lucha Central YouTube channel and at luchacentral.com. Then listen to it on your favorite podcast platform every Wednesday. Tuesday nights live is WrestleBoss, where Favi Chulo talks MMA and pro wrestling with special guest and listener Collins. Visit WrestleBossLive.com Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific to listen live or call in with questions or download the show on podcast platforms on Wednesdays. Wednesday nights live on Facebook, it's Spanish show La Mesa de los Margaros, giving you both the news and the chisme from around the lucha world. Special guests and a whole lot of fun make it one of the most talked about shows in Mexico. Thursdays, it's Straight Out of the Bodega with Papo Esco and PWR promoter Gabriel Ramirez, as they have guests from throughout the wrestling world pull up to give an inside look into their careers. From indie standouts to television superstars, each week brings a new name and perspective. On Friday, it's your double dose of Lucha Central weekly podcast, one in English y el otro en español, Lucha Central Weekly is where you'll find all the top stories of the week, both inside and out of the ring from Mexico and anywhere luchadores are in action across the globe. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms, either by their own series name or subscribe to the Lucha Central Podcast Network show pages to get all of the shows in one easy feed. And please consider giving a rating to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
Yeah, got to subscribe. Kevin's always saying, make sure you do this with us so that people can subscribe, because that's the only way we can gauge where we're at as far as ratings and stuff like that. So make sure you check that out. But you're here. I got to tell you, when we take the break, that's the long break, and that, you know, I text the guest and say, hey, we're going to get you on 3 minutes, blah, blah, whatever. And then it takes forever to text me back and it throws us off. But Chris was right on target. He's like, yeah, bro, I'm ready to go. So let's go ahead and dial him up real quick, Nicolette Marie. And yeah, we're going to talk about leaving your comfort zone and heading over to Mexico. Except I don't even think somebody as big as Chris ain't worried about comfort zone. He just is ready to roll.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 315.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. He just texted me that he's ready to roll. Let me make sure, Nicolette Marie, that I have the right number. Mm-hmm. 65799. I'm gonna try it one more time. If not, I'm gonna shoot him the call in number.
Okay. I think I just.
And then we'll go from there.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss Live. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, I got you.
Good. Real quick for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chulo. Got my co-host, of course, over here, 1,000% knockout, Nicolette Marie. And on the line with me right now, somebody I've been wanting to talk to for quite some time. Now, Chris, we're Mexican, and I'm sure you've been wrestling in Mexico or whatever. I say Chris Crote. But they're like, well, don't murder his name because we don't want him to murder you. So pronounce your last name for us.
Crody.
Chris Crody. Okay, perfect. Got it right there. Hey, real quick, before we get to going, Nicolette Marie, say hi to Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing? Thank you for coming on with us.
Hello, I'm well.
you know, I got to tell you something. Before we even get started, because I got a ton of things that I want to talk to you about, and I want to get your thoughts on this. To me, okay, when I put the guests on, I usually try to get them up a few days before because people want to ask questions. Because first of all, they're too scared to tell you to your face, so they go through me and send emails and stuff like that. And I get some to say, why are you all over Chris's nuts or whatever? We see on your social media that you know like his stuff and all that. It was the same with Mecha Wolf. They're like, well, why are you such a mark for these guys? But to me, I hate that word mark because this is the only sport that has that. Like, let's say you like hockey and you like Wayne Gretzky, you buy his jersey and you wear it. They don't say, oh, you're a mark or whatever. You just do it. Now, you kind of get what I'm saying right there?
Well, those are just haters. You know, that's.
Well,
they're out there. They're everywhere.
I'm sure Chris has haters, but they're not going to say anything to his face. So that's why they go.
They're like crickets.
Yeah, that's why they go.
So you walk by.
That's why they go through me or whatever. But anyways, you know, this is one of the main reasons that I'm having you on. So I want to talk a little bit about working in Mexico and leaving your comfort zone and taking a chance and moving and keep moving. But as I was getting ready to do the show, I said, now, did you actually start up north, working up north in Northern California?
Yeah, that's where I'm from originally.
And who were you training with out there? Because I saw Joe Applebummer on there.
I tried a few places, but mainly I settled in it with the Hood Slam crew and was training with them, like Coach Nugs and the Stoner Brothers, Dark Sheik, you know, guys like that.
Yeah. And
just with the little Hood Slammers.
And you know, somebody as big as you, I'm sure, I'm not going to say it came easy, but when they see, like, let's put it this way. When I went to Santino Brothers and was talking to some guys and I saw Brody King, when I saw him, I said, man, that guy looks like a wrestler. I mean, you know, is this your champion or whatever? So then the same thing with Chris. I saw him. I said, man, that guy's got a look or whatever. That dude looks like a wrestler. So I guess the question I'm trying to ask is when they see that, like when I was training people and I saw somebody that I said, man, you know, for lack of a better term, that's somebody I can make money with. I put a little bit of extra time into them or whatever and try to pull them to the side and say, look, man, you got something here. Let's do this or whatever. Did you get that kind of coming up or did you have to say, look, I got to work extra hard regardless of whatever? Or tell us a little bit about that coming up in the
really
business.
Any hand-ups, if anything, yeah. I got, you know, kind of held back and hidden. I mean, even still in NorCal where I'm from originally, for the most part, the majority of them pretend like I don't exist. There's too many self-marks. You know, self-marks, you know. Worse than a mark is a self-mark. A professional wrestler is a self-mark. And that runs into a lot of California and a lot of wrestlers and promoters. And it's a lot of buddy-buddy guys, and they're all buddies, and they all work for their friends. So in my opinion, they don't really have a career. Because when COVID hits, they're not working because their friends can't. I'm still working across the country. I wasn't really affected by COVID-19, I still worked in all the states that had wrestling and still other countries that still had wrestling, and I'm still wrestling. And even though everything's getting ready to shut down again, I'm going to continue to keep wrestling around the planet. But in the same breath, there are people back where I'm from originally, where I'm out of it. You know, companies will seem like I don't. If they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't even use when I was new, they wouldn't even let me work for free. You know what I mean? And but to this day, they're still putting themselves over. They're putting the same buddies over they've been putting over for 10, 15, some 20 years.
Wow.
You know, no one's ever really gone anywhere. They're all these, like, 200 miles. You know, $20 payouts or the $20 car load. You know, but I'm not really worried about it. I'm international. I have titles around the planet. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm on national television in Mexico. I'm fine.
Yeah, and Nicolet Marie, he makes a good point. When you're a good wrestler, that's the mark of a good wrestler because you're working.
Right.
While all this is going on,
you're working.
Like you said, because you and I have done some small shows, but we've been home for most of the time.
Sporadic.
And then, like I see, and I see him and Meckwolf, they're all over Denver, Mexico, all over the place or whatever, and that's the mark of a good wrestler. Now, real quick before we talk a little bit about that, working, paying your dues, getting yourself out there, whatever. Now, This is what I say, and I do get a little bit of slack for this or whatever, but I when I was training people, which was way back in the day, I would tell them, you know, you got to get out of your comfort zone. You have to be confident in yourself that if you take your gear to Mexico with because you're traveling with somebody or whatever, and say, hey, bro, can you work against this guy? And you have to be confident. Say, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it. And then they see, say, man, this guy's got something to keep going or whatever. A lot of guys, especially nowadays, don't want to get out of that comfort zone. They train at one place and they're comfortable, so they want to keep wrestling the same guys because they're comfortable. Now, you took it to the next level. Not only did you get out of your comfort zone, went to Mexico, started working out there. Tell us how all that came about.
Originally, I was flying out to go visit Meckwolf in Tijuana to hang. It was for my birthday weekend, and we're just going to spend a couple weeks kicking it, working out, and, you know, doing what we do. And then he said, there's booking in Mexico City. Can you make it? And I was, well, sure, you know, no problem. And then I got down there, and then things blew up pretty good. I got injured my first match. I pretty much blew my knee out. And I still continued to wrestle all my obligations with the taped up robo leg. And
like Nicolette Marie, like we say, there's nothing better than experience. So the more he wrestles out there, you know what I mean? The more experience he gets, and he just keeps moving. And to me, it seemed like it mushroomed right after that. Because honestly, that's how I came to see you. I saw, you know, you and Meckwolf were doing work in Mexico, and then it kind of mushroomed from there. And I said, man, that's a good, you know, that's a good team. You look at it, you say, like, I would pay money to see that or whatever. So that's where that came about. Yeah, so real quick, you know, before we continue, I saw you. I was watching one of your videos, and you were training at home. With this COVID, are you actually in Vegas, and are they still able? Are the gyms still open in Vegas, or are you training at home now?
The gyms are still open at the moment. I don't know for how long. I guess for the next few days they'll close. But for the most part, I train at the gym and I train at home. I train at both places.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have your home equipment now because you never know what's going to happen. But okay. To you, does it make a difference because I'm old, I'm 55 years old, okay? So when I go to the gym, it's a little bit easier for me because the machines, I just got to sit in it and push But when I'm home, which I've been, you know, just to get the dumbbells up and turn them, you know, more joints and stuff like that, it you know, as an older person, do you kind of see that difference, or don't matter, you just get it done?
I go to the gym pretty much for the machines themselves, actually, like all the little sit-down machines and little cardio equipment, the actual free weight training I do at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't lift heavy. I don't lift heavy because my joints are shot. Like, I've already, you know, I got decades of powerlifting under my belt. I don't need to be focusing on that no more. I work more on conditioning, body conditioning, you could say.
Yeah.
Awkward training and functional training, functional strength.
Yeah, you could tell. You could see it in the physique. But I'm sorry, real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss with Fabi Chulo at Lucha Central. I got 1,000% knockout Nick Leroux. And then we're talking to Crote, right?
Chris Crote,
and we're talking about Crote. You know, training, heading out to Mexico, working out there. Now, I also saw on your profile that you do work a little MMA, a little jiu-jitsu, a little grappling and stuff like that. Talk a little bit about that, because that does come in handy a lot. Now, do you follow it?
Not that I do follow it, but mainly I'm a practitioner. But you hit it best when you comfort zones of people not wanting to get out, wrestlers not wanting to break it. Because that's the number one limitation of most pro wrestlers. They just learn pro wrestling. They go, they learn how to throw, you know, forearms, learn how to throw an elbow, a shot, you know, learn their regular, that's all they learn, and they never expand on it. And it's out of their comfort zone to go do jiu-jitsu, to go do real collegiate wrestling, to go take boxing classes or MMA or Muay Thai, you know, especially a sport where our main job is to convey realism. But they just want, they learn the work part of it. They don't actually ever learn the shoot part of it. Like, if you know your shoot style and you know the work and you can find the balance between the two, and I can make anything look good. I mean, normally I'm in the ring with people, it looks like I'm beating the crap out of them. You know, I'm not, you know, but the way I'm throwing my punches, my knees, my elbows, and log, you know, tie clinching up and Muay Thai in them and everything. Anyone who watches, it's different when you do a wrist lock on someone. Opposed, you know, you get someone a full-blown technical arm bar, you know, rolling arm bar, and he knows anything about fighting or technical fighting, he's like, oh, wow, that was real, that was official, opposed to just your classic cookie-cutter hammerlock, you know, it's like, okay, well, you never learned anything past training.
Yeah, it's true. It does help quite a bit. Well, I got to tell you something. Unfortunately, I'm running up against the clock, but I definitely wanted to get you on here and talk a little bit about that. Because to me, because I've been in the business for a long time, when I see somebody that's putting in the work, you know, because even though you paid your dues working at, you know, the small companies, and then now you're expanding out and getting out of your comfort zone and working in Mexico and the hunger's there, that's why I want to get people. This is what the show's all about. Get you on, get you out there so people go, man, I got to check this dude out, man. I mean, he's really putting in the work and getting it done. So with all that being said, because to me, the pinnacle for me was – because you've already been to Japan and you did some hardcore work out there. And I was tripping out because I saw the ring and it didn't have ropes. It had chains or whatever. So real quick,
I did that in the Philippines too. The underground wrestling, it's all shoot style. There's no ropes. It's all chains or, you know, the ring in Japan was only like, I think it was an 8-foot by 8-foot ring.
Yeah, it was really small.
You're not running spots, you know. It's not your traditional American style wrestling. It's very shoot style, like you're standing in front of each other, striking, blocking.
Yeah.
You know, trying to submit each other. It's not like there's no clotheslines or suplexes. It's definitely more on the real side. Like, you know, they're not looking for the pocket. It's a show still. But you're still hitting each other, and you got to do it for 10 minutes. There's no calling anything. It's how trained are you really? You know, I like Japan. I did that in the Philippines as well, but it's very much definitely shoot style.
And then that's very just another step.
You can't do wrist locks and hammer locks and get by there. You won't make it. You won't make it in that country.
And if you don't know what you're doing, they're definitely going to let you know, right?
Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, you're not gonna make it enough. You go back to stay in America, go back to your, you know, your 100 to 200 mile travel radius or your $20 payouts, and just stay where you're comfortable because you're not ready.
Yeah.
You're not ready. You know, world class or no class, you know, It's world class or no class. And a lot of these guys choose no class every morning, every day they wake up. I have no class. You know, that's why I'm just going to do a wrist lock. I'm going to, you know, do the simple drop the clothesline, suplex, work the crowd. You know, that American style only works, you know, in certain parts of America. It definitely doesn't work around the world.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, Nicolette Marino. It makes sense. You know, you have to be well-rounded or else you're not going to get work like that or whatever, which is exactly what I'm talking about. Now,
you got to convey realism. You know, if you can't convey real, if you can't convey that you're really beating the crap out of someone, you're not good at your job.
Exactly.
And if you have to mark out for yourself and try to put yourself over, you're really not good at your job. You know, because it's not your job to put yourself over. It's the fans and the crowd. You know, if they're not out there talking about you, you know, if it's just you talking about you, then you're really not that good.
Exactly. That's a good point. Now, okay, to me, that would have been the pinnacle for me. I never got to make it out to Japan, but like I see New Japan, that's why I do so much lucha and stuff now, because to me, you know, WWE and everything, it's so show, and they have 3 hours, but you only get like maybe four good matches or whatever. But, you know, that's where everybody wants to be. They want to be in line because, you know, that's where the big payouts are and all that. So what about yourself?
There's big payouts everywhere. There's money to be made all around the world. The WWE is just the king of America.
Exactly. But what would be the pinnacle for you? You know, something like New Japan, or what would be, like we say, this is it.
To keep traveling the planet for all of them. Just a free agent, just working, traveling the world. You know, I think to belong to a company, it's very limiting. You know, there's a life to be had on the indies. You know, there's money to be made as a free agent on the indies. You know, it's who you, what you know or who you know, that is true to an extent, but you could out-train that.
Yeah.
Nobody really, you know, Mecca will scoop me up for Mexico, but other than that, like, the places I've been, I didn't know anyone. I didn't have a liaison. None of my boys hooked me up. You know, I didn't have that. I just trained my ass off and I put in the work until I was seen, picked up, and I made it.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. You're doing, since you're working shows and you're getting out of your comfort zone and working over here, and I'll take a show over here, but then somebody sees you and says, dude, come over here, we could do some damage or whatever. And then it kind of takes off from there. That's kind of what I saw, you know, as I'm following you. But one more question I want to ask you real quick before we get out of here, because we're Mexican, they'll throw us out of here. I've been in the business for easily over 20 years, almost like 23 years or whatever. Went a lot of lucha, stuff like that. My wife, I've been married for 30 years, hates every bit of it. Hates luchas, hates wrestling, hates everything. So when I come home, it's kind of, what do you call it? Because we don't talk about it. We're just kind of, you know, whatever. But if you're dating somebody who's in the business, you know, is it like, you know, cool, now I have somebody that, like, knows the business and we talk about it and it's something we have in common and we get along?
I've had wives and ex-girlfriends that just said, you know, they weren't part of nothing. They're just not about their screwing everything on the road. And they just see pictures of these hot chicks and they're commenting on my thing. Like, who's this broad? Like, oh, that's Crystal. She's my friend. Whoa, boy, you fucking heard. Oh, I'm not. But, I date a wrestler now. So, you know, we get along, we travel together and train together, and we speak the same language, you know, the wrestling language.
Kind
of relate. You know, I start talking about gimmick this, work that, and, you know, when a friend date a normal broad, her family, they're just looking at you, they don't understand what you're talking about.
And they say, what is this? But,
what does that mean? Why do you keep saying gimmick? What's a gimmick? Like, man, that freaking phone in your hand's a gimmick.
that's true. That makes a lot of sense. Well, hey, I gotta tell you, man, I think you got something here. I mean, I see the you know, you're putting in the work and the, you know, the hunger and stuff like that. You know, I really, you know, for somebody who can appreciate it, you know, it's good to still see that, because there's just a lot of guys that, you know, just in it for the show and trying to, you know, wanna take like two or three classes and then wanna go step right into the main event, you know, or whatever. It's kind of, I hate to be that grizzled old veteran that talks like that,
I never stopped training and learning different stuff. I mean, I've gone to multiple wrestling schools from Japan to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, shoot style, jujitsu, all around the country. You know, different. Every country I go to, I learn their fighting style.
Yeah, it shows. I mean, it really does. But real quick, before we get out of here, Chris Crotty, give us, is it just Chris Crotty? I know they put that in your search engine. He keeps everybody up to date on his Facebook. Any other social media you got going on there?
Instagram, Crody the Super Beast.
Crody the Super Beast. Okay, we'll make sure we. Hey, I follow him on his Facebook, and he keeps a lot of people up to date, a lot of pictures from, you know, memories from Japan and what he's got going on and stuff like that. So I highly recommend that you check him out because he's got a lot going on. So, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on and talking and stuff like that. It's good for these people that are in my audience to see, man, what it takes, you know, that you got to put in the work. Got to pay your dues. You got to get out of your comfort zone. So we really appreciate you coming on. All right, my friend.
Thank you, boss. Anytime.
Thank
let
you,
me know.
Man. I'll tell
yes,
you what.
Ma'am.
Next time, when we have something out here, because Mecha Wolf, we talked about this when he was here last time. We, of course, when the COVID's over, we want to take that trip to Gold's Gym in Venice. Go have a workout,
yeah.
Then go eat at the firehouse.
Yeah, I'm down for
and
that.
Then, yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep in touch, man. We'll,
yeah, me and Mecca, if you're talking with Mecca, me and Mecca, we run a lot together. Even though we don't live, he lives in Tijuana. I live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We run around together.
Perfect. Well, once we get all three together or whatever, I have a couple of people that want to go. We'll head out and do that for sure because it's awesome. So for the people listeners, make sure you check out Chris Crody. Got a lot going on. For the people listeners, we'll be right back after this. A million thank yous, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Yes, sir. Bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited luchacentral.com, it's time to do it. Luchacentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Sorry about that. Nicolette, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I know. I just heard like beep, and I was like, okay. I don't know if the show's okay. Over. I don't know if I got dropped.
You,
I don't know how I messed up.
Yeah, I was scrolling too hard or whatever, and I hung up on everybody. But
don't worry.
For
it happens to me in many situations. I'm like, I don't know how I messed up, but I got dropped. I don't know how I messed up, but I lost my invitation.
Time. Anyways, for the people listening, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chula. Got Nicolette Murray with me. You know, it. When I see Chris Crody, I see how he his girlfriend works out with them, and she's a worker too, and she's taking bumps and all that. Now, give me your thoughts on that. Do you think that that's a good thing, or do you think that you've been on the road and you've been traveling, and so it's nice to come home and just relax and just talk about something else? What do you think?
I think it kind of makes it easier on your relationship, probably, if you can be on the road. But I think sometimes you sit out a couple of shows and hang with the girls. It's kind of cool when you can hang with the girls that maybe aren't a wrestler, or sometimes the girls
yeah.
who are and who are cool in the locker room with you, you know? You have to have, like, that, like, balance.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I mean, I guess, you know, in Chris's case, it's somebody he can relate to because she's on the road with them and they can talk, hey, you know, this happened and that happened. And well, if we do this, this
right.
will pop the crowd. And, you know, you just have somebody that, you know, for sure can relate to what you're talking about. But anyways,
you know, Fabi, I was going to say too, that I thought that I was going to do like the end of the year, like wrap up, since it was getting close to the end of the year. And I was like, I think that two of my favorite guests that we've had on were The Unholy. And the other one was Gino Told You So was Gino Rivera. And I think I'm
yeah.
going to have to add Chris to that list because it was like almost like one of those things where they're like, we're not going to reveal your voice. It was just like ridiculously deep. Like, we know what you
yeah.
did. Like, they were the police. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
like,
I
is he
think,
using a fake machine or something? Yeah.
But I think that's why he's so over. He's got like, it. You know, I don't want to
compare
him
image,
to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because first of all, he's huge. So he's got the look. And then when you hear him talk, it's like, oh my God, are we gonna die today or whatever?
Yeah.
So he just that's why we have him on. That's why we're talking about that, because it's not like he's just resting on that. He's continuing to work. He stays in the gym. He gets out of his comfort zone and goes to Mexico and goes wherever, you know, wherever the wind takes him. And then he goes, and then he does, since he's been working on, like we said, you know, shoot wrestling and stuff like that. If he goes to Japan and has to work in an 8-foot ring, he can do it. You know what I mean? And that's what we've been, you know, when I was teaching at Del O's, that's what I was trying to tell you. Like, the ropes were super loose, and they were like, oh my God, I can't work in this ring. Cause I go, you got to hit him like Ric Flair, man. He kind of takes a step before, and you know, and you have to be well-rounded if you want to make it in this business. And that's what he's doing. That, you know, look at the guys from Santino's. They're, once they get to a certain point, they go, well, he'll tell them, well, you should take the lucha class because there's a lot of luchas out here, and that's going to get you more work. So they go take the lucha class. Boom. They get more work. Look at Brody King. Look at Bateman. You know, those guys and all that. They're out there, you know. So it makes sense to do that. And like he said, when I saw the Mecha Wolf team with them, I went, damn, that team looks scary or whatever. And then it's just starting to take off now. So I think they got something. Man, Jessica, Nicolette, we're going to have to rent a 12-passenger van to take everybody to Gold's Gym.
You need to rent a 12-passenger van and take everybody to TJ. Did you see when he said he went to go visit Mecha Wolf? That's what you need to do.
Yeah, and then it just took off from there. But, well, you're taking a chance, you know, out there, especially now with the COVID and all that, they might not let you back. So you just have to be careful. Well, first of all, they ain't going to tell Chris Crotty nothing. He's going to say, yeah, I'm a wrestler. I go, okay, come on through. No problem or whatever. So I don't think he has to worry about that. So anyways, you know, good to have you back. You know, we were going to have on Brenda Gonzalez, who her husband, Tim Means, had a big fight at the last UFC, did really well. I know him from King of the Cage days. Brenda fights for King of the Cage. I got to call her fight with Yumi Matsumoto and stuff. But I guess when your husband's about to break the top five or whatever, they got a lot going on. So I didn't get a chance to hear back from her. So this weekend, unfortunately, the Amped Up got canceled. So, you know, with the Thanksgiving and stuff, we're going to be seeing family and stuff like that. So you got to be careful. But real quick, before we get out of here, I briefly read that TJ Perkins is going to be at the Wrestling Guys store.
Right.
Did you hear any more on that? Is it this Saturday?
You know what? I did. I believe it is this Saturday, and that's crazy because we don't have anything going on, so we might go. But Favi knows TJ Perkins from back in the day. It's so funny. I'll tell a quick story. We saw him at that was Lucha Expo San Diego, right?
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I'm so excited. At the time, like, I was single. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go take a picture, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, can you take a picture of me and your dad? And I was like, well, can I go first? Like,
that's
hello.
One of the few times that's happened, because usually they're going, oh, Favi, can you take a picture of me and Nicolette? Can you get out the way? You're in the picture. But
yeah,
it was funny.
I was like, okay, can I get my picture in first? And he was like, yeah, here, but here's my phone. And I'm like, okay. And it was so crazy because it was like this, like, he was really him. You know, like, it was an ID from the Philippines and everything. And I was like, okay, here's your phone back. Yeah, he was like, I'm going to text this to Samoan Joe because we all know you from back in the day, Favi. Favi, you remember that time back in XPW? And I was like, hello, can I get the picture? But I finally got my picture,
Yeah, but what he's talking about is I had a show in Torrance at the Elks Lodge, and he was booked. He was just a pup, man. He couldn't have been – I mean, he may be maybe 18, 19 years old. But, you know, he was really good. So I had it booked in the main event. I can't remember against who, but I had, like – I can't remember Rocky Romero's partner's name that was the Russian guy. I had Sarah Del Rey, who's actually one of the trainers in the Performance Center now. I mean, I had a ton of good people on there, but XPW was literally running about a mile and a half from there. So, like, they were like, oh, nobody's going to show up to your show. They're all going to go to XPW. But I had put in a lot of work. I went to the local cable, and I advertised. And so a lot of people from the city of Torrance themselves were going to – and it was sold out. So – call time was like, I think, 5 o'clock or whatever. So it's like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, no TJ. And I'm like, dude, where is he at? And it's 7:15. So finally he gets there at 7:30. And I'm like, dude, where are you being? He goes, you know what? He goes, I didn't think anybody was going to be here because XP. I go, so what, are you not going to come? He goes, no. He goes, I was just like doing other things. And like, I ended up being late or whatever. He goes, but I can't believe this place is sold out. I'm like, get your gear on. Let's go. So that's what he's telling me, because I was like on him. And then Joe Schmo and I did another show in where the Kings practice. And Schmo and I lost almost $11,000 on that show. That's how much money. And we had Steve Carino.
I remember show, and I only remember Cholo being on the card. That's the only thing that stands out to me, that Cholo was on that card.
I have that flyer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put it up, because we had Chris Daniels. We had Frankie Kazarian, Ricky Reyes, Steve Carino, CW Anderson. I mean, we had a ton of people on there. I mean, Joe Schmoe kept going, let's put this guy. I'm like, dude, how are we going to pay these guys? Don't worry about it. We're going to make money. And we ended up losing, but everybody still got paid. So it's cool. So I'll put that flyer up because that was a huge show. It was in a, where they do the inline skating or whatever, huge venue. It was huge, biggest show I've ever done, but we lost a ton of money on that. So I'll put that flyer up. But TJ Perkins was on that show too. So I always used him. So he was like, when he saw me, that was the last time I saw him, man. It was way back in this. Was like, well, dude, and I think Joe was on that show too. So I have to put that flyer up. So if you can, go down to the Wrestling Guy store, go see TJ Perkins. I mean, look, he went on to be the first cruiserweight champion for WWE. He's working in New Japan. He's working on Impact. Like Chris Cody was saying, man, if you've got the skills, they're going to pick you up and you're going to be doing a lot of work, you know, all over. And that's TJ Perkins. And he's a good kid. So definitely want to make sure everybody gets out there. Maybe we'll have to go down, check him out. I don't want to stand outside because of the COVID and the line's probably going to, you know, they're only letting a few people in at a time. So maybe we'll go late before he gets out of there and go see him for a little while and buy some of his merch or whatever. So
signing at nighttime, you know, one time we went at nighttime to go see Benta. And we had to park at the liquor store and, like, run because we were scared because it was nighttime. And then you had to buy something from the liquor store to make sure they didn't tow away your car. And then you have to, like, go inside and cheer for the person. And then you have to remember who's in front of you and who's back in you. And you have to go back outside. And then you have to leave a parking out front for that person. And then somebody drags them in. And then you have to stay for the ceiling tile ceremony. So, yeah, if it's during the daytime, then probably we'll definitely go.
Well, two people, when it was Rey Mysterio Jr., and Alberto Del Rio, people were parking at the Starbucks, which is down on the corner by where Staples and Home Depot.
Well, I wish I knew where that's at because it sounds a lot safer.
That's a walk in. Well, you have to pass the liquor store to get up there.
Oh.
So it's a long walk or whatever because that's a small parking lot. But you could probably park in the neighborhood too on the other side of the tracks or whatever. So you can find some parking, but it does get packed because there's limited parking. So I highly suggest that you know. Plan for that or whatever.
Okay, well,
so,
you know, Bobby, just take me and drop me off and then in the front and then you walk back, look for parking.
Perfect. All right. Well, hey, hopefully we'll be able to do that. If not, we'll keep everybody up to date. We don't know the specifics of, you know, what's going on with WrestleBoss and all that. So we'll keep everybody updated on the social media. Big thanks to Greg DeMarco for helping us out with, you know, the producing and stuff like that. And, of course, Kevin Kleinrock, who's got more patience than any man I know. We really appreciate it. Nicolette Marie, anybody else you want to thank or anything before we get out of here?
No, just continue to follow everybody on social media as far as, like, myself, Favi, and, of course, promoters like Sean Black, because, like I said he's working on something in December. For all the people that got their shows canceled, too, I know that Versus Pro had to cancel their show, their Vegas show.
Yeah.
It looks like right now at this time they're doing live. So follow them on Facebook because you could probably see them do some of their live footage. They're working with a lot of their local talent, which I know, like, off the bat, their local talent is, like, Dawes Shade, Shaggy McLovin, his brother. I don't know their names, but I know they go under, like, some of them are from, like, Scumbag City or something like that. So I don't know. And it's so crazy because they're so much younger than me. So, like, when I see them, I'm like, you guys are crazy, yeah. But,
just because they live in Sin City doesn't mean they have to be from Scumbag City.
Yeah.
Well,
so
it's a shame because I haven't got to see Dashade in quite some time. It's always a good time. But
he
reminds me a lot of he's not as quiet as Human Tornado, but for some reason they give me that same, like, type of vibe or whatever. So it's always good to see him. So hopefully we'll get him back out here once everything gets going. And we're supposed to do something with Sean Black in December, first week of December. So we'll keep everybody posted on that too, right?
Right. So, yeah, so that's for them. That goes for Vegas. And then I know that Utah had to cancel their show as well, and they said that when things get better, they're going to pick back up. So follow them. What was the other show that got canceled? Amped Up did. They said they're going to do stuff. And VWE had to cancel, which TJ Perkins was booked for that one as well.
Yeah.
They had to cancel, and so they said that they're coming back. I know that after the December 5th show, they had Arizona planned. So I don't know if Arizona will still go on or if they're going to be shut down. But let's see, you know.
Oh, that's horrible because that show with TJ Perkins, I think Psicosis was on there, super crazy, and it was a huge show, man. But now, you know, that second round of COVID is just killing everybody. So we got to get that stuff under control, man. We got to get back out there. So, hey, we appreciate everybody that listens to us. We'll keep everybody updated on what's happening with the show. So
I have one more plug, sorry. When Favi's saying that about the cases, she's like, we have to get everything under control, don't forget to follow all of our friends at Cell Mask, which is our friend Ray Leon on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's King1 Ray, or you can follow me on there too. Both Fabi and I purchased masks off of him, and I'll give my shout out. I was the first female model to do the mask for him. So, and,
yes.
Fabi was on there as well. So he sells masks. If you are looking for like a Lucha mask, and we liked them, they were ear loops, which was really important. They come in all colors. They look just like a mask. So I recommend that. And also, too, I still have a lot of the boys' masks from High Risk with our HR on the side. I have those. I take PayPal. Fabi has his Team Fabi mask. You can get those on the side. Work with him, work with me, whatever logo you like from our shirt designs
and,
or whatever.
And the WrestleBoss shirts were doing so well. But, you know, it started to get to where we couldn't keep up or whatever. So hopefully we might be able to get some more of those out. But if you instant message or whatever, we'll try to get you taken care of.
Yeah, and if Fabi and I, like, our shows are getting canceled too, if we're not at a live show and we don't have clothes, you know, merch in the back of our trunk, we can always mail it to you and you guys could just PayPal us the money or whatever. So it's always available.
Yeah, we need to take a WrestleBoss shirt to TJ Perkins.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, good.
All right, cool. All right.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.